The following show might contain spoilers that can ruin your Doctor Who experience. Listen at your own discretion. Thank you.
This just handed to me. The following podcast is a Sam Productions production.
Welcome back yet again to another episode of TARDIS Chronicles. I swear to God, I'm just going to put that in an automated loop.
How many are we up to now? Have we hit 20 yet for the month of November?
No, we did 14. Remember, we did 13 with through the anniversary. We're up to 14 this month.
Okay.
So we have 14 episodes in a month. This is episode 81. We started at 60. I think it was 68 we started at when the month began. So we're back again. I'm Corey Schreck. Of course, that's Bill Costantini. Bill, what's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Trying to get over my geeking from last night, but I'm good.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's Stephen Moffat won't shut up, and he just makes us do podcasts.
I know. I think he's listening in at some point.
And it's always Monday because it's funny. You know, we got the story, which of course we'll talk about in a minute. But it's like I go on Monday morning, I go check my feed. It's like Stephen Moffat says this. I'm like, oh crap, we got to talk about this now. It's like, okay, but before we talk about it, let's talk about sponsorships. TARDISChronicles.com/sponsor. For $5, you can purchase a spot in this show or any other show. Before we talk about the story, I want to play the teaser trailer, which has a title called The Time of the Doctor, which was announced today. Figure we're going to have to use this as some sort of clue to figure out the whole thing, okay? So let's just sit back and listen to this 10-second teaser trailer.
This planet, what's it called?
Trenzalore.
I'm always expecting them to go on BBC One and BBC HD.
Yeah.
That's the trailer for The Time of the Doctor. And here's the story. Here's the reason we're here. Of course, we're talking about regenerations. If you guys had heard earlier this week, Stephen Moffat did a little interview. And of course, for people that don't know the classic Doctor Who, there's a rule that Time Lords can only regenerate 12 times. This was stated back in the 1976 story, The Deadly Assassin, in relation to the Master, who had used all his bodies up and was trying to reboot his regeneration cycle. But as the stories progressed, they kept referencing the 13 incarnations. It could only be 13 versions of themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of stuck in there. So the Daily Mirror spoke to Stephen Moffat, and he said something that we were a little surprised on. We've been talking that, hey, there's one more regeneration left. Capaldi is the 13th Doctor because John Hurt is one of the incarnations in there. So Capaldi's the final incarnation. But apparently, something we totally forgot, Stephen Moffat pointed out the Metacrisis Doctor. Of course, this was when David Tennant used his severed hand for the regenerative powers to regenerate himself, so to speak. He says that counts as a regeneration. So,
well,
now,
you know what? The thing is, though, and there's like contradicting stuff going on here, because he said in a previous one, I think it was a day or so after the Night of the Doctor was released, He said something about it doesn't matter, there's nothing to the numbering and all this other stuff. It is what it is, as it is. And right. Then now and somebody did bring up the whole meta crisis and everything else, and he said it doesn't matter. Yeah, so now he's kind of like backpedaling on it.
Well, I don't think he wanted to ruin it for anybody.
Well,
you know, I think he was trying to hold back on the whole.
So here's the whole thing. If the Metacrisis counted, then whatever River did to bring him back has to count to some additional number or something.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though. That doesn't look like it was any type of regeneration of any sort. It looks like she just gave her regenerative powers to him to heal him. He was to the point of close to death. Maybe she just used it to bring him back. He also used a little bit of his powers to heal her, too.
Well, yeah, they shared a back and forth. I don't know. I think Moffat's trying to play it up to get another get some other rowling going on or something. Because, what is it? It's less than 3 weeks, right?
Oh, please don't tell me. Now, let's say 26, 30 days.
All right.
That means we got to buy Christmas presents within 30 days.
Oh, what you're,
but yeah, I mean, I'm hoping he doesn't do the douchebaggery thing and just ignore that rule. But it's never been mentioned. I don't think it's ever been mentioned in the reboot of the show.
I don't know.
I mean, they never said, oh, by the way, I've only got 12 chances at this. So I don't know how this is going to work out. I
don't remember it being said with anything that Tennant did, and I don't remember anything Smith saying it. I just wonder if it's not something that Eccleston might have mentioned.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they've obviously mentioned regenerations and they've experienced it, but I don't think anybody has said it in the show. I'd have to go back and try to find something that would prove us wrong about that. So, I mean, he could totally just ignore it, which I don't want him to do.
But there's also been a lot of talk after the whole 50th that because now there's a chance that the Gallifrey is back, all this changes up again.
Well, that was the thing, too. But Gallifrey isn't back specifically yet. I mean, it's still in a time lock. And I kept saying, no Gallifrey, that rule kind of can go out the window. So, I mean, they could still go with that. Well, the Time Lords aren't around, so they can't stop me from regenerating type of thing.
So they have to figure something out way before something happens within the Christmas special that leads into Capaldi.
It has to, because we know that's Matt Smith's last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way around it. Like I said, my theory was, okay, eventually Capaldi was going to save Gallifrey. Hey, they were going to give him a new set of 13.
Mm-hmm.
So the next incarnation would be, 14th incarnation, but regeneration zero. We got one story to do it in. And according to this trailer you guys just heard, the Doctor goes back to his tomb. So
yeah.
does he die? I mean, totally die?
But then I'm looking at the whole thing. If you look at the other article we have up about the Christmas special's title and image, how are the Silence and the Cybermen tied into this?
I don't know, because you got the Angels, the Cybermen, the Silence, and the a Dalek in there. So
yeah,
I don't know if they're all together or not. But over at the BBC website, they have a little description about it. It says, orbiting a quiet backwater planet, the massed forces of the universe's deadliest species gather, drawn to a mysterious message that echoes out to the stars, and amongst them the Doctor. Rescuing Clara from a family Christmas dinner, the Time Lord and his best friend must learn what this enigmatic signal means for his own fate and that of the universe. I mean, it's very, very, nondescript, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the only viable explanation right now is, like you said, is the River Song thing.
Right.
We know she regenerated at least twice, so that would give him, 10 regenerations.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they can do it.
No, she regenerated several times.
What's only
she
twice?
She regenerated from the little girl
to somebody we don't know, which,
right. And okay. Then from somebody we don't know into Mel.
How do you know that? How do you know it wasn't Mel?
That's a good question.
I said at least twice. I mean, there could have been.
Well, it could have been Mel, but then how did Mel get to England from America? Because the first regeneration was in New York City.
Well, I mean, she somehow had to get there some ways, She didn't regenerate into a plane or something. I mean, it's the late 60s, early 70s. It wouldn't be too difficult to get there. So we know at least two, because we got the little girl to Mel's at the earliest, and then Mel's obviously to River Song.
Mm-hmm.
So there's at least 10 regenerations that could possibly be there. But I don't know if you can get regenerations that way. We've never seen this before.
Well, wait. The Master was trying to steal the Doctor's regenerations in 1996. And the 1996 movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? But, and he had, and all he had to do is have him stare into the Eye of Harmony, and that was enough for him to get it. Or something.
Or maybe somehow he'll talk to Gallifrey. Or somehow they'll send him a message, kind of like they did with the Master. Hey, here you go. Here's another 13.
I think he already has them. I think that's what's going to be relief, because I think that's going to be part of how he's tied with the River and everything else.
It could
be. Or we're going to see Georgia Moffat show up.
That's true. I mean, yeah, right. we don't know anything about this story. We don't know who's in it. Moffat did write Let's Kill Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he might have been setting this in motion back then. You know, if it was somebody else that wrote it, I'd be like, okay, he might have to try to, you know, retcon it in. Mm-hmm. But he wrote it, so he might have planned for her to do that. I mean, that's the only other way I could think of. I mean, that's the best idea out there is yours. Since we don't have time to save Gallifrey.
Yeah.
Moontrap still sucks, but that's besides
the point. Okay, that's fine. I'll take what I got. That's okay.
No, but seriously, though, I mean, that's the most viable answer is the River Song thing, because we don't have time to save Gallifrey by Christmas.
True. I don't think Claire has anything to do with it.
No, I don't think so. I think she's just a companion this time around.
But I still like to know what the link between the silence. Now, is the silence? Did Moffat write the silence and the angels?
Mm-hmm. They're both his babies.
Hmm.
So yeah. So the Cybermen and Daleks are, of course, from the classic series, but still. I mean, obviously, something to do with the silence. I don't know, but
well, see, that's the whole thing. We never got a clear understanding of what the silence were. Were they the ones? Were they the ones behind wanting the Doctor dead, or were they just the? Are they the Order that wants the Doctor dead, or were they just hitmen?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Right?
They left that. I'm kind of glad they just left that story open there.
Right. And I don't think. And the only thing that the angels are tied to him about. Is he's a massive source of time energy.
Mm-hmm.
Which I still believe there's something tied between them and string theory and all. But anyway.
I looked at this picture too for the Time of the Doctor, this promo picture up there, and there's nothing in there I could see that would, you know. There's like hands coming out of the snow, which I was assuming was an angel.
I see that now.
Yeah, and then if you go look, if you get a big picture, I don't know about this picture, if you look to the left side, there's like a pulley just on the very edge of the screen by the tree. Yeah, you have to go get a
Well, Claire's wearing one of the paper hats they usually wear at Christmas.
Yeah, she's got
the little... What else does she have in her hand?
It's one of those cracker things that they pop open where they get the hats out of and stuff. That they have. But yeah, if you get a bigger picture, I actually went online and looked up a bigger image of this, and there's like a pulley on the left side of the screen by a tree. It's almost like there's more to the picture or something, it feels like. Why would you have a pulley there?
I can't see, but what time is it on the clock?
Midnight, I think it is.
Picture, is it?
I think so. You have to go do a Google image. You have to do a Google image to see it.
And what's on the Cyberman's helmet that's bluish.
I was thinking like blood or something like that, but it almost looks like that weird device the Doctor had on him when he became the cyber planet in the that one episode. I can't think of it now, but the one episode with the president of the universe and all that stuff or whatever it was.
Not to mention, it's weird that they have lanterns on the ground.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I mean, to me, that just kind of looked like a dated reference from like the 1800s or something like that. Hmm. But yeah, go Google image it and get a larger image of it. I'm looking at it right now. The clock looks like it's midnight. You can't really see the arms that way. Yeah, it looks like it's midnight, which would, you know, 12th Doctor. I almost thought the bell tower, it looked like almost like the top of the TARDIS inside the bell tower.
Yeah. But,
I really, like I said, those hands, but that hands don't look like Angel's hands. One of them does, but the other one doesn't. So I don't know. And like I said, there's a pulley on the side of the screen, and why would you have this in a picture? I want to know if there's more to the left of this picture. There's really not much to give us any hints here, but you know,
Do you see her necklace? What's the image of what's her necklace?
It looks like almost like bullets, or because it looks like metal. I thought it was like shark teeth, but it looks like it's metal, almost like some sort of like pointy bullets of some sort.
Huh.
Yeah. Her shirt looks like it's her sweater thing looks like it has bow ties on it, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's really nothing here. Hoping there'd be something.
I'm sure there'll be something released in a week or so.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. We got another 30 days. We're gonna get some more info on this.
Right.
Right now, we're not getting anything, which, you know, just makes you want more. But Moffitt's playing the game very well, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made sure to hold this information until after the 50th era.
I mean, if you read the one article, the Stephen Moffitt adds further twist to the regeneration riddle.
Mm-hmm.
He himself is even saying, what the hell is Moffitt doing with this? Because you can't do this, you can't do that. You can't break the rules of science fiction. Although, that same thing was said when Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan came out and they killed off Spock. And that triggered all the, we need another sequel, we need another sequel. Well, the man's dead. You know, no one truly ever dies in science fiction.
I mean, yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, it's science fiction. It doesn't have to make sense, you know, as long as you don't tick off the fans and alienate them.
Right.
But I really think the Doctor is going to die, I think. Trenzalore. We're back on Trenzalore again. I'm thinking, you know, and the way they title these, this feels like this has got to be a trilogy of some sort. You know? We had what was the first one called? I can't remember what was it called. The Name of the Doctor, The Day of the Doctor, mm-hmm. The Time of the Doctor. You know, so we're back on Trenzalore now. So there's got to be some connection here we're missing. You know, is there a connection between the first two episodes besides the obvious?
Well, like we talked the other day on Sunday, if you guys listen to our podcast, you know, okay, so there's two things here. One is we have the Name of the Doctor, and at the ending, the Doctor's carrying Clara. We don't know what happens, how they get out of it, anything like that. Then you go to the Day of the Doctor, and suddenly Clara's a teacher now, and she's driving the motorcycle and all. She comes to the TARDIS, and it makes sound like they got out of Trenzalore somehow, and now they're in regular life and all. And then later on at the end of the Day of the Doctor, we have Smith telling Tennant, yes, I went to Trenzalore. We died there with a massive fight and everything else. Right? He didn't describe that he was there because of the great intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't describe that they went into this time stream. He said that we died there fighting with others. Right?
Right.
Which is kind of bizarre.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, you kind of said that maybe this episode was going to explain what happened in there before, and I'm as time progresses, I'm thinking we're going to get flashbacks.
I think we're going to get some kickback to it, or some kind of explanation or something like that. It could involve the silence. Maybe that's why they don't remember what happened.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that too.
But even then, why would the silence let them escape Trenzalore?
Maybe the silence had nothing to do with it. They didn't, you know. I mean, what's the purpose of the silence? Were they there to kill the Doctor?
Well, again, it goes back to what I said. We don't know if the silence are those who were seeking to kill the Doctor, or they're just the henchmen.
I'm betting money that are the henchmen.
I don't know. I mean, think of the three characters we're talking about. The Angels, the Cybermen, and the Silence. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to me, the Angels, they just want to capture the Doctor and use his time power.
Right.
Right? The Cybermen don't do anything unless there's a plan to it. Right? They have plans for domination, stuff like that. And the Silence, I think, are in the same vein as the Cybermen. They're trying to stop the Doctor from doing something that may alter their plans or something.
Yeah. I mean, because we keep hearing about the silence has fallen.
Silence will fall.
Oh, silence will fall.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We're, you know, you might be what right. They're the probably there to stop it.
What if the silence really are throughout the universe? Right. Which, they're a parasitic type culture.
I really think they are.
And they're throughout the universe, and this is the one thing the Doctor can do that would get rid of them everywhere. So if you think about it, the Doctor's more or less programmed humanity to kill them on sight.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't say what happens when they get to other civilizations.
Right.
Although I'll probably have to go back and look at the second episode after Impossible Astronaut, The Day of the Moon?
Yeah.
Ooh, The Day of.
Okay.
Day of the Doctor.
The Day of the Moon, okay.
Day of the Moon. Ah. That might hold some more to it of what's going on.
I think because Moffat says he's trying to wrap up all the open story ends. I almost think we need to go back and watch from the beginning of Smith's era, series 5.
Well, think of it this way, though. In Day of the Moon, he comes into that ship, and remember, it looked like the same ship that was above the Craig's flat.
He even made a reference to that.
Right. We never got any kind of closing to it all. He got everybody out of there. They didn't destroy it or anything, mm-hmm. but he got everybody out of there, right?
Right.
So I don't know. I have a feeling it's tied to that somehow.
You know, I bet you, in Moffat, and because this, you know, Smith is his doctor, he created this doctor. I bet you there's a lot of stuff in the last 3 years that he's going to interweave in here, just little things. Mm-hmm. They were going to be like, oh, yeah, I didn't even notice that. That makes total sense now. It's crazy.
Or watch that.
Yeah. So I think, you know, if you have the time to sit down and watch all of Series 5, at least watch the Silence episodes. I really think that, you know, the Daleks, the Cybermen, the Angels, and the Silence are not all together. You know, it's not going to be like a super group of villains type of thing.
Not like the Pandorica.
No. Well, I mean, first of all, the Angels don't really work with anybody, you know?
Well, but the Angels, I think, is a whole different. I mean, I told you before what I have. My thoughts on the Angels and that. I don't see the Angels as being a collective group in the same level that the Daleks or the Cybermen are.
No,
right?
No.
If you think about it, the Daleks want to destroy everything. Cybermen want to take over and assimilate everything.
Mm-hmm.
The Angels aren't looking to destroy everybody. They're just trying to create the time energy.
They're parasites.
Right. They're more of a parasite. But they're intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I don't know. Not to mention, what was her name? Madam? Who was the one with the eye patch?
Oh, yeah.
The woman who was fronting, who was like the liaison between the Silence and the clergy.
Covarian? Was that her name?
Madam Covarian, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although, it's funny, too. If you think about it, Moffat even laid out something there that's applicable to the whole War Doctor thing.
Mm-hmm.
When River is talking to him and telling him, well, look at how they see you. They run in fear from you. Mm-hmm. How do you expect them to feel? You know, in some worlds, language, the word for the Doctor means mighty warrior, right?
Right.
So I thought that was kind of interesting how she laid that whole thing out, and then we have the War Doctor.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, River said that too. The Doctor means healer and faith and this and that, but, you know, you keep going down the road you are, it's going to mean other things. And
well, no. What was it? The Jenny, who was one of the clerics, soldiers.
Right.
What world was she from?
I don't remember. It was the Force world where she had met the Doctor.
And specifically, River says the people of that world know the Doctor, or the word for Doctor to them means great warrior. And earlier in that whole episode, you had them kind of going back and forth, and Jenny was saying, you know, well, he is a great warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you mean he's not? That, you know, he's named the Doctor.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I give Stephen Moffat, like, he's got to be burning out. I feel bad for him. I think he's burning out. But his talent with this stuff is so awesome.
It is. It really is. It's going to be hard to have somebody come after him that just can write these, you know, multiple year story arcs that we don't even realize are there.
Well, it'd almost be cool. Like, they have these cruises. A lot of times they have these celebrity cruises and all. And it's like a 4 or 5 days cruise, whatever. Like, they have had them for Star Trek, and they have had them for other things like that, Babylon 5, a few others. Like, I would love to have something like that for Who and have him be a part of that. To just, you just have like a social thing where he can talk about how he writes these stories and how he comes up with this. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, pick his brain.
That would be freaking awesome.
That would. All right. So, basically, we don't know how he's going to regenerate, but the River Song thing is the most likely candidate. But he's probably going to bring something out of left field from multiple stories ago, or something that we saw in the anniversary episode that totally just went by us.
Or we're going to see the Doctor's daughter show up.
That's true. She's still out there. She's a Time Lord. 100%.
Yes, she is.
She can regenerate. We've seen it once.
Right. Which I want to say, too, I don't know if I said that, we talked about this last night. I give him so much credit for Billy Piper's character in The Day of the Doctor, because I think we've talked about multiple times how we were really tired of her and all. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you felt, but I felt like, wow, she added to it. She was a great part of it and everything else. I did not get any of that previous sense of, oh my God, not her again.
I'm glad Rose wasn't in the story, basically, is what it comes down to.
Right.
So that's about it for our thoughts. I mean, we went on little tangents here, but hopefully we shed some light and maybe our guesses will come true.
Well, you guys listen. Let us know. Give us some feedback. See if any of our theories or ideas hold any water. What you guys can come up with. And let us know.
Feedback at saveproductions.com. You can email us or voicemail 813-915-6390. And we're on the social media sites, facebook.com/TARDIS Chronicles. Google Plus is google.com/+TARDIS Chronicles. And the singular on Twitter, TARDIS Chronicle. You can always contact us all those ways. Next week, or Sunday, I should say, next week. I keep saying next week.
Sunday, like we're doing Sunday,
Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. I can't even think of the name of one of those trucks. If I could think of the name of those trucks, I would have been Monster Mash. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Yeah, so Sunday we're going to do the Christmas Invasion. We're going to start our Christmas stories.
Wheels on Gallifrey.
Time Tots get in free.
Awesome.
Okay, the Christmas Invasion on Sunday. We're going to do all, since we've done all the Matt Smith Christmas episodes already, we're going to do David Tennant's Christmas episodes this year, of course, with Matt Smith's final episode, The Time of the Doctor, in there too. So make sure you join us on Sunday live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's always at TARDISChronicles.com/live. Of course, I want to thank Bill Constantini for being here tonight. And Bill, where can we find you online?
Hey, you guys can find me at williesvaults.com.
Of course, as I said before, TARDISChronicles.com is the website. I want to thank everyone out there for downloading this special episode, and we'll talk to you on Sunday.